The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to the Monday exclusive podcast with me, Lummi, Anna, Rhett, and Seth. We're a little, well, they wouldn't really know that we're running late because there's no concept of time to them. They just know whether this thing gets uploaded or not, whether it's available at 1 or whether it's available at 3. If it's available at 3, Bubba probably went long on the dirt late model deal. Or they watched it, pissed off, wanting to hear their fucking podcast instead. So sorry.
Hello.
Hi.
Seth, hello. Seth, you okay, buddy?
I thought we were canceling this shit.
Well, I was going to cancel it. I was going to cancel. I was like, fuck it. But then I'm like, you know, you need the views.
Well, we waited to do it, so I think we wanted to do it.
Yeah. I know. I understand. And thank you for that.
I was just ready to say, fuck it. Anna's like, no, we're here. And I was like, yeah, we're here.
No, because here's the thing. I don't like feeling like I wasted my time for no reason. If we waited to start the show late, fine. But if we waited for no reason, then that pisses me off. So let's just do the show.
Well, we're doing one.
That's what I'm saying.
And Seth's full hot at Captain who? Captain, fucking
oh, no,
Captain
I'm,
Jenks?
No, I'm working on a deal with Big Country. Where he brought some cards to $199 Friday night. We were making some deals, and now we're deep into talks for one of my Tom Brady cards. And there's a Caleb Williams autograph in the mix, so.
So you and Big Country are doing some, like,
I'm doing a deal where
some horse trading on the cards?
I'm getting some cards from him, and I'm getting cash. And then he's gonna get my Tom Brady card.
And he asked me for health advice, and I didn't know where to start.
Who, Seth?
No. Big Country.
Oh.
And I'm like, dude, don't you have, like, a doctor? He's doing some bariatric stuff. Why are you asking me? I'm like, bitch, I don't know anything. Don't eat anymore.
What do you mean? You give you're health conscious. You give tips all the time.
I know, but he's like asking me, listen,
yeah, hold on,
I'm in the realm of like people who are of normal weight, but when you start working with people who are, you know, crazily, I don't want to give any advice and then he fucking dies.
Of normal weight. What
say morbidly
mean?
Obese. I mean, are you calling Captain
Big Country didn't do anything to deserve this abuse?
No, he's great. I'm telling you that I feel uncomfortable.
You kind of have positioned yourself as kind of like, you know.
I know, but again, like I don't want him to stress his heart out right, or some shit if he's on the verge of God knows what.
All right, what was his actual question to you?
He was asking me about like skeletal muscle, which was fine, and then we started talking about
that's
I think
okay.
We started talking about
draw the line there.
Skeletal muscle, all good.
Intermittent fasting, I think, perhaps.
That is right in your fucking power alley.
Bubba, I know, okay. But the thing is like I just feel like that's kind of out of my league.
What, intermittent fasting?
No, not that, but listen, he has like a bariatric healthcare provider, and he was asking me questions. I'm like, why do you ask them? I don't know.
So did he care if this was going on the air?
It doesn't matter. Of course, sure.
I don't think he minds. He was talking to a bunch of people about it. Yep. And if it does, listen, I'm sorry. I'm going to offer a formal apology right now on the show before you even hear about it.
If you're going to ask Anna a question about your health, it's inbound.
Yes.
And I would tell you, anybody, like she's definitely an expert at intermittent fasting.
It's a pretty simple concept. It's basically just don't eat yet. That's the concept. Well, don't eat yet.
People have to know the science behind it.
Yeah, it's just.
And the science behind it is, and see if I got this right.
Sure.
But the science behind it is you can only consume so much calories, but no matter how big your fucking stomach is, in a 4 or 5 hour window. So if you limit the window to eating,
yeah,
that your body is going to naturally, if you're a fat ass like me, you need like 3,100 or 3,200 calories a day to be able to maintain your weight. Well, chances are I'm at 19. So that gives me what, 5 hours? I have about 5 hours of eating.
So I thought you did 16 today.
I know, but usually I hit 19.
Oh, okay.
Remember I told you today I cheated and I was at, you know.
I mean, that's not really cheating. Give yourself a little credit, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, so this morning I ate
a whole plate of fruit.
Which is great, by the way.
Which I don't know.
I'm really happy you started fruiting yourself again.
Well, I just, you know, that's one of my meals.
Yes.
So then I had a package of, here, I can actually look at the calorie. So then I was still kind of hungry, like about 9:30 or something.
Yeah.
And I had a pack of these, like these little planner.
Oh, yeah,
like
I see it.
These things right here. Yep,
got a fucking Southwest flight.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly right. And for the package, Anna, there's 170 calories.
Yeah, that's
okay,
fine.
Okay, so that held me over. And then after the show,
yeah,
I'm going to try to eat by 12:30. And I think I'm going to have, let me, have those fucking big red hot dogs.
Oh, those are good.
The snossages?
Fucking die for.
Boar's Head from Publix.
Were they chickens or were they some other sort of animal?
They were hot dogs.
I think they were beefs.
Beef.
Or maybe pork. I don't know.
Oh.
They're the fucking best hot dogs I've ever had in my entire life. So I'm going to have one of those hot dogs with a little bit of air fried sweet fries.
Great.
That's it.
That's fine.
And I won't. And by 1 o'clock, 12:30 or 1 o'clock, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. Wind it up, Girl Scout, Boy Scout. I'm done.
Up top.
And then I won't eat again until about 7 or 8 o'clock tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so your body, as it's hungry as fuck.
Are you still jostling the peanuts?
He is. Yeah, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Who's jostling peanuts?
I am. Sorry.
Fuck. Can't even do a show with that.
Pull the gun on him.
Hold
on, honest.
Pull the gun on him. Seth's mad. He's been waiting for a fucking hour.
Can I be honest with you guys?
So
am I. Can I be honest with you? I'm going to be honest with you. I almost shot that motherfucker today.
Dude, that scares me because I went up right next to him and you would have probably shot me because your aim's probably not the best.
God, that would have got us so many views, Bubba.
If you shot my head off.
Don't
look at me. You're making me uncomfortable.
But to say I have a great aim. How can you fuck that up?
Because I walked right up to
it would
him.
Be winging, it might be winging by Seth's fucking...
Oh,
Seth's the
true.
Only one that has to worry about it.
Yeah.
The guy was literally right there. And it wouldn't even come close to Seth.
You're right. I just...
Like, here's my gun.
I see it. I don't need to...
Like, that's not even... Like,
yeah.
I know
Seth,
that
you okay?
I know that
Seth
it's
on the ground.
Proximity, but if I'm saving your life...
Is there any kickback on that? That could hit me in the face?
Not much.
Okay. No, Bubba would have curved the bullet.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Like in that one movie?
Yeah.
The Matrix?
I wanted...
I mean, I'm saving your life.
Yeah, no, you're like John Wick
here. Or you're
here.
Ending it.
I'm saving
so.
Your life. So I'm like, bam, 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 bam.
Is that... Okay.
So this is loaded.
I fucking know.
And ready to go.
All right, and you got a machete too, just in case.
I don't know if I'm going to come with a machete.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, just flip that to Seth.
Maybe we need to switch. Can I go over where Lummy is? Can Lummy sit here? Because now that the now that security's been breached,
I don't think Lummy. I don't think I really, honest to God, I have grown to
love me.
Not love you, but like
the proximity.
It doesn't bug me.
I know. No, it's. It feels like we have our own area,
and we very rarely look at each other.
Yeah,
you kind of are in your own little world. I strategically, if we're sitting in our normal broadcast positions, cannot see you. You don't lean back much. We small talk a little bit during hot mic, but I like you there. I don't know if I'd like. I could not have Anna there. No fucking way.
She'd stare at you the whole time.
Yeah, sure would.
Because she's a starer.
Yeah. Well, it's probably nice to have Seth as like a barrier in case that does happen again, for real.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The deal. You're in your right position because you can look at everybody from there.
Yeah,
you
but I'm also probably the first to get shot. And guess what? It's not really great when the person has a bomb. Jiu-jitsu.
Nobody's ever going to get shot. There was a
He took a picture of you, bitch.
We
I let him in. I posed.
You're not going to get shot.
Just an absolute perfect storm of events happened today that will never happen again.
Yes. I'm glad that it happened the way that it did, because now we have learned from our mistakes where the weaknesses in our fortress are.
Right, so...
And this poor guy's going to come back for revenge once he gets fired today from
well,
the note
yeah,
that Dan
merch,
left.
Merch Crick turned the gate off because she was finagling the trailer around and she needed the gate to be open. She then had my truck parked back towards the back, and she forgot, because she was leaving within 15 or 20 minutes, and she forgot to turn the gate back on so that it closes.
Listen, it happens.
So 99% of the time, that gate, while we're here, is closed to the front door. Lummy will never make that mistake again.
No.
He went out the front door to get something.
Yep.
did not come back.
I always do a locket, and it fucked up, and then I didn't want to announce it on the show because of security breach.
Lemmy, are you taking the fall on this, or did you really leave it open?
No, I'll take the fall.
No, the fault falls on many shoulders here.
Yeah, there's not just merch crick takes
breach
response.
Breach one, Lemmy breach two, me breach three.
Yeah, there's three people.
So,
it's
shared responsibility.
Merch crick, Lemmy, and Anna are the three breaches of why the guy got, but the guy got in the fucking studio. That'd be like you and I, Seth, this weekend. I'm sorry, tonight at 6 o'clock, walking in.
Why standing up?
Walking in on.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mark Wilson on Channel 13. We were able to get through the front door of Channel 13, then get through the side door, then through the fucking producer's fucking thing. And
we're on the fucking air, yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Holy hell.
We were literally on the air.
Yeah.
We were
no
on
tricks.
The fucking air. And like it would be like, you know, if we got in, you know, I don't know.
No, that sums it up perfectly. Like we just walk in and all of a sudden we're on the fucking news tonight, you know, because we got a delivery.
And in the overall scheme of things, I think we have as much security. Like, okay, let's just look at Cox. Well, they got first of all, you usually can you get in the building without a key card?
During business hours, you can.
Okay, so you can just get into the building.
Yeah.
But I think you have to have a key card to get to the elevator.
To get to the third floor.
You do.
Yes.
But you could ride it all day, and eventually somebody is going to call it up.
Oh, I'd let people out all the time.
Right. So, you know.
Actually, you know what? You don't have to have one because people that win prizes go up there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So you can go up there without a
So, so far, there's no security.
Right.
And then they got that secretary area that I don't think there's a secretary there anymore. And then there's a side door. Now, is that side door, that's your first card key position, right? Your key card position.
By the stairs?
No, to get you back by a program.
Yes, yes.
That requires a key card.
Yes.
So that's one. And then that's it.
Well, just two. One to get into the bit, one to get into like the office, and then one to get back by the studios.
Yeah. I mean, they literally only have two forms.
Yes.
We have the front gate, which doesn't even get you in the fucking parking lot. Then we got the front door. Then we got the middle door that's supposed to be shut, but Anna left open because she was pissing.
I was pissing.
So, you know.
And I didn't know it had to be closed.
We have three forms that are pretty ironclad. Most places have two. And this fucking Hamas-looking motherfucker got right on through. And he didn't even say, like, hey, I'm so sorry.
He almost looked mad. I felt like he was mad at us.
Yeah, I think he was.
It's like, what kind of fucking place is this?
I don't even know that he knew who we are. Or
is this like, Planet Fitness? Where the fuck am I?
No, I bet that guy's been here plenty of times.
Do you know where we fucked up? We fucked up on not putting him on the air.
Yeah,
that's
for real.
That's what I thought you were going to do.
Yeah, but you were in, like, fight or flight mode.
Yeah, I mean, like.
And you had chosen already.
Right.
I don't think you wanted to make friends with this guy.
I think I fucked up by saying, Habib, get over there on the microphone.
Now, when we talk about all the breaches from today and that we had three, you know, separate breaches, are you blaming Dan for ordering a smoothie? Are you putting a no Uber Eats ban? Are you doing an Uber Eats ban on the show or anything?
No, I'm just going to, you know, you saw I purchased that huge brown container for all the carriers right outside the front door. Do you know? I mean,
there's a big ass note that says, hey, FedEx, UPS, Amazon, et cetera.
Yeah.
And also, another thing we're missing is that normally Macho Man always sees him come in.
Intercepts. So
he always meets the Uber driver.
Well, because he started ordering his own shakes now. So his shakes and Dan's shakes always seem to get here at the same time.
It seems like that's fucking up my, like that's putting added stress on my motor, on my fucking gate, opening up two more.
But the people need their protein, Bubba.
Well, normally, Macho Man, he takes it over the gate. He doesn't open the gate. He has him put it over.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I get Chick-fil-A sometimes.
But we don't open the gate. They got to like hand it over
only
to
a fucking prisoner.
Only Dan. Only Dan gives these assholes the gate code.
He said he didn't, though.
The gate was open, Bubba.
I know, sweetie.
So he didn't give him the gate code. But whatever. It happens.
I'll tell you this. I had my gun drawn down on the guy.
Bitch, I know. I saw you.
Now, think about this.
You had your gun drawn. I'm posing, taking pictures with the fucking smoothie.
Hold on. Let's think about this. We're not taking in consideration what he like what he thinks. He's like, motherfucker, I have a gun. I wonder if he knows he had a gun on him.
probably not. I don't think when you're just dropping off smoothies to someone that ordered them, you're thinking about getting shot.
He takes smoothies by this place twice a week. I don't think he thought twice about anything.
I mean, if you just turn around and look, that's pretty.
No, that's a gun, Bubba. Yeah, no, I got
I know.
It.
I wonder if he looked. If he looked,
he thought he was giving A+ service by bringing it right to the.
I wonder if he saw how nice my gun was.
I wonder how many times he's been drawn down on while delivering.
Probably not a lot. That'd be a job you'd probably want to get out of.
So I mean, now think about the story he's got. Hey, listen, I went to the fucking Bubba the Love Sponge show and I got a gun pointed at me. I mean, this is probably fairly traumatic.
Wait, is that the guy that let Hogan bang his wife?
Shut up, bitch.
No, I mean, like, I'm doing a conversation that he has with someone.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess.
See, you know what? Let's make it up to him. Let's put that guy in the cash cube next time he comes here.
We could.
Really?
Dan got fired. He's going to need some money.
Yeah, I bet you he gets fired.
He does. I bet, yeah.
I mean, you know how that shit works. You think he gets
probably
fired?
Probably not his first complaint.
I mean, I would imagine Dan didn't give it like a...
I heard Dan dictating because Dan's real good to speak to text.
Oh, no.
And he's like, this guy breached three locked doors to get into a live on-air studio while we were live on the air.
I'm starting to feel bad for the guy, Bubba.
Guy's got probably like four kids.
Have I gone soft now? If we're just so far away from the event now?
I mean, I don't know.
I saw the look in his eye.
And he, you know, if you think about it, he didn't know. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
No, he didn't know.
I just don't know how he can wrap his mind around walking in here. Like, I would at least knock.
Well, you know, it's a job where you got to just, you know, sometimes you got to make those calls, Bubba. You know, he's his own boss when he's out there on the streets. And, you know, if he said, I can't just let these smoothies melt, I can't just let it, I got to go in where the red light's calling me. You know, he made that call. And he's still alive today, thank God.
Barely. If I had shot him.
Oh, my God.
We'd be the number one thing in the world right now.
News media would be out there right now.
It'd be over for us. What are you talking about?
I mean, would it be over for me?
I mean, there'd be some hype for a few weeks before you went to jail for the rest of your life.
Would I go to jail for the rest of my
life? I think so, Bubba.
Yeah.
He had fucking smoothies in his hand.
Dan and Jay were saying it was kind of iffy if you shot him anyways.
Which means that it's a no-go because they're trying to sugarcoat it for you.
Man, as much as I sit back here and think about how he breached, I could be literally in handcuffs. I could be at...
So are you mad at Dan because you could have gone to jail for the
fucking
rest of your
life? Dan and his stupid ass fucking shakes. Little fucking prima donna pussy. Fucking A, you douche. Stop. Like, go hungry.
Let me get one on the DL every day.
Well, no, Dan's offered and I just say yeah. And he never asks again. He just orders it.
Jesus.
Lemmy's all smoothied out over there.
Does it hurt your tum-tum, Lemmy?
Yeah, it does.
But you just drink it.
It hurts my tum. It hurts my tum-tum, too.
I like them.
Did you have mad diarrhea afterwards?
Yes.
You did?
I feel like this, though. If it's zero, which I can't believe it tastes that good.
It's not fucking zero anything.
He says it's zero calories.
He's fucking around.
Yeah, he's being sarcastic now.
Do they have the nutritional information?
Yeah, we fucking called them. They have no clue.
To me,
they just called back like, how many calories? this? And hey, the guy was like, I don't know, 520.
I got to tell you, if you drink a like the large ones that he drinks are huge. They're like 32 ounces, and I got to think, and it has such great, it tastes so good.
Bubba, it's no less than like 800.
I was going to say 1,200.
It's probably between 800 and 900, I would guess.
But Dan's probably not going to eat for the rest of the day.
Fuck no. Him. He eats all the time.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he's got a ridiculous metabolism.
Hold on, Jennifer Naba, she has to order his lunch and have it delivered either at the at the surgery center where he's doing surgery, or at the plastic surgery at the office. So she has to have, she's got like this one or two places that he likes to eat. It's like it's either a chicken salad or egg salad.
Or he'll have another smoothie. He'll have like multiple
of those
a day.
But that's her responsibility.
Yeah.
She has to fucking make sure that he's all, you know, lunched out. And then, you know, then I don't even know what he does for dinner usually. I think Romina.
I think Romina
cooks.
I think
Romina cooks. So,
all right. Well, good. Maybe she can cook him a smoothie next time. So,
I think we're good with the podcast. I think this is certainly a great little thing we could wrap up. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean,
not the longest of long.
No,
podcasts.
But this is when we would usually end anyways.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. No problem. I agree.
Thanks, Bubba. Appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you guys for being understanding that I went a little long with
it. Can I ask you one more question before we leave?
Sure.
How was I at 199? Do I get to come back to the other ones?
Yeah. You're always invited, buddy.
All right. Thanks. I had a good time.
And you get a bonus for that.
No, I know. That's why I wanted to come back again.
Yeah. Yes, you.
It was fun, Bubba. Come on.
It's probably more fun than you thought it was going to be.
Dude, I was killing it over here.
How about the roll and the road, the tit row? I mean, tit row is hot, wasn't it?
Tit row, man. And then Brian,
the babyface's wife, she was a fucking smoke show.
She sure was. Can you give me another chance on the ones and twos? Or
probably not.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Macho Man was literally texting most of the time he was spinning.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
I mean, Anna, he's
I'm doing faders and shit.
He's so good.
I know he is.
And you're not.
So give me it.
Saying.
I'm not good.
I mean, you know, you just got that Jamaican horn with all segues. You just go.
You seem to love it. Back in the day, you gave me the freaking strap for it.
Yeah, I know. But that was before we had this situation.
Yeah, that's fine.
Know?
I understand.
Bubba, maybe let her do like a happy hour, like a 5-7 deal.
Drew Brees was good until Tom Brady came along. Right?
Why would you give me an analogy that makes me understand
it
less?
I mean, Bledsoe.
Drew Bledsoe.
Drew Bledsoe was good. Until fucking...
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's okay. No problem. You just know your role. And you know, you have fun, right? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, are you mad at me for being
on? No!
Okay.
But Bubba, though, if she is up there spinning, that's less time for her to yell at Big Country for asking her health-related questions.
He asked me after it was over.
And you know Macho Man, he's so nice that he'll be like, please let her spin, but then the audience will take a shit on it.
Yeah, I know. You're right. You're right.
Like, Anna sucks. We want fucking DJ Decadura Bullen back.
Yeah, I got you.
I know it's good for our business.
I know you do.